KUTX 98.9, I'm Jody Denberg in Studio 1A, and our concert club members are here, and thank you for that. We appreciate having you here. We sincerely do appreciate having you here. And we appreciate our engineers, because otherwise there'd be dead air. Jake Perlman is our engineer today, and front of house is Joel Chalwick. Appreciation to all y'all, and appreciation to New York City's A Place to Bury Strangers for joining us today. The trio is at the Barracuda tonight. They have a new album, their fifth, which is called Pinned. And I'm not really sure what's going to happen here. And I'm not even sure if they are. And that's part of the magic of A Place to Bury Strangers on KUTX. KUTX 98.9, New York's A Place to Bury Strangers. The trio is at the Barracuda tonight with Zetas, Oliver Ackerman, Leah Braswell, and Dion Lunadin. We're making that sound collectively. I would break it down for you, but I'm not even sure how to. We had a bass guitar. Oliver, what was the stringed instrument you were picking up over there in the corner? I wasn't really sure.
I'm not sure either. Maybe it's a zither,
yeah.
or auto harp, some people call it. And if you can find one that's electric, then it's pretty cool. You can plug it in.
So when you came out here, like sometimes I'll ask a songwriter, hey, when did you write that song? And they go, oh, I didn't write the song, man. I made it up. Oh. And so did you make that up?
You wrote that song.
All right. Well, I was giving you some good vibes.
Thank you.
Is my check in the mail?
Yeah, man. Cash in.
So when you come in here and you're on the carpet and all three of you are gathered around, how do you start? I've talked to comedians who do improv and they have certain kind of boundaries and things that they do to make it happen. How do you start to make it happen without, you know, taking away the magic?
I try not to think about it and don't prepare anything. And I think that's kind of the best way to just sort of dive into something that maybe you're uncomfortable with. And then you just have to figure it out or you kind of don't make it happen. So
basically, no boundaries.
No boundaries. And we made it happen. And, you know, we asked for song titles before artists come in here. So you were nice enough to give us a song title. You have the prettiest eyes. So you had some jumping off.
That's what point. I was saying. You're inspiration for you, my friend.
Well, thank you. A Place to Bury Strangers tonight at the Barracuda. New album is called Pinned. And I understand, you know, that you have a certain MO or non-MO for playing live music. So what about when you go in to make a record? Is it a totally different experience or do you bring this to the studio?
We always do something completely different. So kind of come up with different ideas of what's a concept for a record. And we've done things like Dion and I made a record where we put ourselves in dangerous situations to record, which is kind of fun. We did a record where we tried to capture what it was like live. But this record really has no concept. It's just sort of a reflection of our life at the times when it was kind of falling apart for the past few years.
I hadn't noticed.
Hey, there you go.
There's a place that you used to have a recording space, a studio, and then like 4 years ago it went away, right? And the studio was a place that you could be as loud as you wanted and be as creative as you wanted. And then you had to go into a more controlled environment. So how did that affect you?
It changes. You know, we had to kind of adapt to like sort of normal life for a little while, which was kind of crazy and can drive you a little bit insane. So it's nice to be back in a warehouse. But it was, just a very different lifestyle to kind of be living where people could be walking through your house at any moment and where there's bands all the time playing at your house and everything. So that's just like a really cool, creative and inspirational place. And then you kind of almost feel like you're sort of alone or cut off from the world when you live in an apartment. I don't know. That doesn't really make sense, but it did.
It had to affect the record.
For sure.
But everything affects everything. Yeah. So you guys were here for South By this year?
Yep.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, we played like 13 shows or 14 shows or something like that in 3 days or something. It was a lot of fun. Yeah. We actually brought this cart. We flew with it. And I flew with this cart and a drill and we unscrewed it and then got into the plane and put it back together.
And what is on top of that cart, Leah? Is it a mixing board or? Mixing board, drum machine, couple pedals.
Yeah.
A Place to Bury Strangers tonight at the Barracuda and live on KUTX right now. We'll be right back. We just wanted to wait for the very last drops to trickle out there. You've been listening to the band A Place to Bury Strangers on KUTX. They're from New York City, and the trio is playing tonight at the Barracuda. They have a new album called Pinned. And that song we're calling Guns and Donuts, and I'm sharing my compositional credit with all of y'all here today. So we all just wrote a song with the band. Thank you, A Place to Bury Strangers. And the thing is, those of you listening on the airwaves, you're only getting part of the picture, but thankfully you'll get all of it because our multimedia folks were here today and filming. So thanks to Julia Reese, assisted by Eddie Gasper, and thanks to our Studio 1A producer, Deidre Gott. I'm Jody Denberg. You've been listening to A Place to Bury Strangers on KUTX.
And I'm just a little too old.